conference is now being recorded.
Good evening. It's January 26th.
Absolutely.
For the Mind Body Practice Learn, Share, and Teach teleconference with Dr. Rodrianka. I'm Rhonda Ritchie. I'm a graduate of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, and I had the pleasure of working with Dr. Rodrianka the last 11 years, including through the whole launch of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, or as we call the IIQTC. Dr. Rodrianka is a doctor of Chinese medicine with more than 25 years of clinical experience. He's a respected researcher, one of the nation's most revered Tai Chi and Qigong teachers, and a thought leader and spokesperson on mind-body practice, energy medicine, wellness, and medical cost reduction. He is director, founder, and head of research of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi. His first book, The Healer Within, is an acclaimed introduction to Chinese mind-body energy practice, which is called or known as Qigong, and it's been embraced by the medical mainstream. His second book, The Healing Promise of Qi, is a best-selling classic in his field. Now it gives me great pleasure to turn you over to Dr. Rodrianka.
Rhonda, thank you so much. Good evening, friends, and let's all just take a big deep breath together and relax into what will probably be somewhere between 50 minutes and an hour of time together. Often we do these teleconferences for wide public interest. In this particular case, we're focusing a little bit more on the opportunity that so many of you have expressed interest in, which is to share Qigong and Tai Chi with others. And the mind-body revolution is happening, and the energy medicine revolution is happening, and the society's healthcare system is just horrifically complex, and you couldn't call it a healthcare system. We're probably all amazed that politics could overtake something that should be such a basic right in people's lives, especially the aspect of healthcare that has to do with self-reliance, self-reliance being the basic American value that we believe that this country is based on self-reliance. Well, if you look at the healthcare system, it is the source of deconstructing self-reliance in our society to the extent that people, when they don't feel well, they don't know what to do except for go to the emergency room, use their insurance. It's a very, very small percentage of people who understand the incredible healing power of the human system, body, mind, and spirit. So there are opportunities abounding in the area of what we call practice leading and teaching. This evening we're going to be talking a little bit difference between what we call practice leader and teacher. Let me just introduce that briefly by saying there's a number of websites that you can look at either now or later. And the first one is IIQTC.org. IIQTC.org is the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi website, and there are lots, there's so much information there. One portion of that information is on our training curriculum for teachers. A second website is TaiChiEasy.org. TaiChiEasy.org is a website devoted to a shorter training course wherein one becomes a practice leader, Tai Chi Easy practice leader. And the difference between these two, well, let me give you one more website, which is Feel the Qi, that's QI. That's QI. Feel the Qi dot QI. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by bells and whistles. That's Feel, like first letter F, Feel the QI.com, which is my own website, and there's a bunch of libraries there. At the IIQTC website, there's an incredible section on research, so you can be perusing as we're having this conversation or sometime later. The basic difference between a teacher and a practice leader, the teacher training is 200 hours, and the practice leader training is 25 hours. Fairly high magnitude difference. And there's a lot of reasons why these two exist. Well, I'll give you just briefly, the 200 hours exists because that is the National Qigong Association standard for a professional member. So anybody who's calling themselves a teacher should have at least 200 hours of training. And the 25-hour training for the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader is something that came out of the National Expert Meeting for Qigong and Tai Chi. And if you go to taichieasy.org, there's a link there for the National Expert Meeting. It's a spectacular little website for that particular meeting, which is a historic event wherein numerous Qigong and Tai Chi masters, along with healthcare people, researchers, health policy people, basically determined that having a shorter course to train practice leaders, not, we can't really say teacher here because teacher is by national standard 200 hours, but practice leader. And we've trained practice leaders who are working and teachers who are working all throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, and other continents, 700, over 700 people, in fact. And it's incredibly inspiring. And so I'm hoping that I'll get to meet all of you at a training at some point. Right now we're enrolling for both of these trainings. This is the first year that we've done all three levels of the teacher training, all 200 hours in 1 year. In other words, our May training, and then our level two in the summer, and then our level three in the fall, all happening in 1 year. And then this is also the first year that we've done more than three Tai Chi Easy practice leader trainings. We're actually doing four, and we're negotiating with numerous agencies, including the military, to do such practice leader trainings. We've done one for social service in Arkansas, one for Nebraska. We did a big one for nurses, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, in Arizona. So the field of mind-body practice, the field of Tai Chi and Qigong, the field of energy medicine is really ripening in spite of the fact that politicians cannot figure out how to communicate about healthcare. The people, that is the citizens of this society, will fix healthcare for themselves. And those people who are not inclined to be active in the area of wellness and health maximization will have to live with the consequences of this terribly broken medical system that exists here in the United States. So, as a way of introduction, hope you'll take a peek at the websites, and we'll get to a Q&A here in a little while. Rhonda, would you take us to the next chunk of this, please?
Oh, certainly. 2009 was a year of great breakthroughs in mind-body practice. Would you speak a little bit about that, and in particular, the article that came out from Harvard Medical School calling Tai Chi moving medication, and also the historic International Tai Chi Symposium where the IIQT presented research findings. Also in this topic was what you just mentioned about the Tai Chi Easy training for nurses in Arizona, and then more about the IIQTC graduates teaching in a variety of venues like military schools, universities, the faith community, and even in correctional facilities.
Yeah,
so let's do the moving medication with Harvard first.
Yeah, there were two really impressive written pieces that came out in 2009. One was from the Mayo Institute, Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic, and then Harvard, I'll talk about in a moment. The Mayo Clinic put out an entire bulletin on mind-body practice, including Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga. I think you have to have subscribed to get this, but it's been out for a while, and it may be possible that you could get to it online. So if you go Mayo Clinic Tai Chi, Mayo Clinic Qigong, you may find your way to that document. Very impressive to have probably the most widely renowned clinical system in the United States, which is not associated with a medical center, that is the Mayo Clinic, to devote an entire special bulletin on mind-body practice. And 2009 was the year that came out, and a lot of buzz in the field about that. Then Harvard Medical School also puts out a bulletin, and you can probably find this by putting Tai Chi moving medication in your browser. And, you know, we talk about moving meditation or meditation in motion or dynamic meditation, mindfulness in motion, all of those. Harvard Medical School has been very involved in the research of Tai Chi, and a bunch of colleagues that we won't take time to mention right now, but really excellent friends of Qigong and Tai Chi, who we were all co-presenting at this Vanderbilt meeting that I'll talk about in a moment. But the upshot of it is that Harvard University Medical School has basically published an article, a number of articles, but in one of them, they got a little bit into the humor side of things and called Tai Chi moving medication. Why? Well, because the human body makes medicine. That's why people stay well as long as they do. The natural capacity for self-healing is born. It's a birthright. And when people take care of the natural capacity for self-healing, it will work till the end of their lives. And they will, of course, have a whole lot less healthcare problems than people who do not investigate the power, the natural power of self-healing. So for Harvard, one of the most respected medical schools in the United States, to take up a special investigation into moving medication, Tai Chi that is, and Qigong, of course, is mentioned, this is historic. And by the way, if you may be familiar with Herbert Benson, who developed the concept of the relaxation response, who works at Harvard and who's very involved in this large body of work that's being developed around the natural capacity for self-healing in the human system. Benson's most recent work, which is actually mentioned in an article at the IIQTC.org website. If you go to IIQTC.org and then go to the left-hand navigation bar and then go to the research section, towards the bottom of the page there's something there called 21st Century Breakthrough. And if you want to get your mind blown about the power of self-healing, take a peek at that article. It's about how DNA repairs itself. That's right, DNA repairing itself, that is, rewinding the biological clock, literally anti-aging repair, using what Benson refers to as mind-body practices that elicit the relaxation response. Of course, Qigong and Tai Chi are very close to the top of the list, along with meditation and yoga and other mind-body practices. Now, let's wrap up on moving medication and go on to this historic event at Vanderbilt University that I was invited to represent the IIQTC and talk about some research that we've been doing here at the Institute. Myself and one of our graduates, who is a researcher from the University of Arizona and then later from the Arizona State University, Linda Larkey, were both presenting papers at this Vanderbilt event. We've done a whole podcast on this, which you can find on the podcast page at either IIQTC or Field of Qi. Rhonda will remind us here later which one it is. And this was a meeting where the key people who are involved in Tai Chi in China, who probably very, very, very rarely meet in China, were all together at Vanderbilt. And there was a science track where we gave, we talked about our paper that's going to be published now in the next couple of months through the American Journal of Health Promotion, a very prestigious, highly recognized, highly revered Journal of Health Promotion. We did a beautiful, well, I think it's a beautiful, because it's like your child, you know. Of course your child is beautiful. You know, it's, I think it's the most comprehensive review of the research on Qigong and Tai Chi ever done. in history, and it's all on highly refined randomized controlled trials. So it's extremely powerful document, and this document is available to you at the IIQTC website. If you go to the research section, and there's a table of all these studies that have been done since the 90s, it's just incredibly impressive. So take a peek. This event at Vanderbilt, which gathered together all the traditional families of Tai Chi from China, Chen family, Yang family, Wu family, and Sun family, was amazing. And I think that they're going to make a DVD about it. And as soon as we know more about that DVD, we'll announce that to you. Then the third thing that we said we'd talk a little bit about 2009 was one of the Tai Chi Easy Training. That's the 25-hour training event that we did for nurses in Arizona. And I just had a conference call with this group of nurses who are now doing follow-up on Saturday. And these people they all went back to their individual communities throughout Arizona. They're teaching in hospitals, social service agencies, and more. It's amazing. And nurses, many, many nurses who've been busy in the nursing field for years, are really looking for a change. They want to work with well-being and prevention. And, of course, Tai Chi and Qigong is a beautiful power tool in that regard. And then finally, we said we'd talk a little bit about the graduates of the teacher training and where they're working. We had two reunions this year, an East Coast and a West Coast reunion for our teacher graduates from the 200-hour program. And these people, some of these teachers, there's a guy in Connecticut who's a graduate of this program who has more classes than I can imagine teaching. He's got more students than I do. These people are working in churches. They're working in school systems with kids and teachers. They're working in universities. They're working in hospitals. They're working in spas. They're working in fitness centers. Some of our graduates are actually working in businesses. One of our graduates from Texas is actually doing a pilot program now with the Aetna Insurance Company. It is incredibly exciting. And as Rhonda mentioned, we also have one of our graduates in California who is doing Qigong and Tai Chi in Folsom Prison in a beautiful program there. And also, we have a program where we send, if anybody from a prison finds us, they can find us sometimes on a website if they're allowed to get to the Internet. We receive probably one a month or sometimes more, sometimes less, requests from people in prisons, and we send them a whole package of information for them to practice, of course, with the idea, hoping that when they get out, if they get out, that they will be more cultivated and virtuous, because when you do Qigong, you tap into your deep spiritual nature. And, you know, for people who've committed crimes, for them to be able to come into a greater relationship with their spiritual being predicts that they may be less violent or less criminal in their, you know, opportunity to be in society. Rhonda, thank you.
Thanks, Roger. Just to let you all know, Roger mentioned about the podcast. Once this one is down, I'll make sure that you can access it. Oh, it's on the feelthechi.com website. There's a thing called Qigong Podcast. And also, check out the daily Qigong. You can do your daily Qigong on IIQTC's YouTube site, which you can also click through to that. And also, with those two things that Roger mentioned about the moving medication article by Harvard, and there's an article that's posted that I posted while we were on the phone from Mayo Clinic. Go to the Tai Chi Easy website and go on Tai Chi in the News, and you'll see those two articles. The moving medication, although that one is called, let's see, let me make sure I can tell you what it's called. The one posted from Mayo is called Tai Chi, Discover the Many Possible Health Benefits. Its date is November 14th, 2009. The Harvard article in reference that Roger mentioned is The Health Benefits of Tai Chi, Harvard Health Publications, and that's May 2009. And that's both of those are posted on Tai Chi Qigong and Mind Body Health in the News on TaiChiEasy.org. So now we're going to go to 2010, which promises to be historic. Roger mentioned, or Dr. Yonka mentioned, the American Journal of Health Promotion article that will have the most comprehensive review of Tai Chi and Qigong research, and also about the exciting release of a Chinese medical Qigong text. So Roger, take it away. Those are our, and there's probably more in 2010 that we haven't talked about, but those are two things that Roger's going to discuss.
Yeah, and very likely things that we don't even know about. I just got a call from the Army, and we've been working on a number of directions with the military, but one particular Army base, which happens to be in, may I say, Hawaii, so hopefully we'll be going to do some work in Hawaii. But anyway, the two things that we want to talk about here mostly here this evening, and by the way, I'm very aware that many of you are on this call because you've got specific questions about these trainings, and we're going to get right to it. We want to leave you with lots of inspiring information about this profession because it is we're right at a turning point in our society where mind-body practice and other really interesting things like health coaching and nutraceuticals and all kinds of stuff are going to be really making their way into our culture. I've already mentioned the article that's going to be published in the American Journal of Health Promotion. Let me just say a little more about this. And some of you have already tuned into this and may have actually read the article, which is, as I said, at the IIQTC research page. We did a rigorous review of literature, and this was a team of people, myself and Dr. Larkey, and another couple of other people, particularly Carol Rogers. I want to, Carol, if you're out there, thank you a million one more time. A rigorous review of the literature to find just those research trials that were randomized with controls. Now, if you know anything about research, you know that any kind of research less than a randomized controlled trial is by many considered to be less than useful as research. I don't personally agree with that, and there's a lot of debate in the research field about different types of research, but just to be able to hit the gold standard and to make this article as powerful as it could possibly be, we eliminated everything but randomized controlled trials that were published in the English language in peer-reviewed journals. So this really thins the body of information down. Now, there's a beautiful website out there called the Qigong Institute, qigonginstitute.org, where you can find references to all of this research and references to research that was originally done not in the English language. And there's a mountain of stuff from China that we did not review because of the fact that it was never published in English peer-reviewed journals. So out of this was 77 trials of Tai Chi and Qigong. And I really strongly encourage you to take a peek at this article that's posted at the IIQTC research section. It will actually be published in the American Journal of Health Promotion sometime this year. We're thinking probably before summer, but we just don't know. They don't schedule it that. It's hard for the authors to know when the scheduling occurs. But if you need a tool to be able to show the evidence base, maybe you've heard this phrase, evidence-based medicine. It's the latest. It's even more the latest, then outcomes research, about the same thing, different buzzwords, evidence base. This article is the evidence base for Qigong and Tai Chi, and it is gorgeous and incredibly inspiring. And in a way, I think will be a kind of watershed seminal article. There's been lots of good articles done, research articles done on Qigong and Tai Chi, but never before in history have Qigong and Tai Chi been reviewed together in this way. So if you're promoting programs or thinking about, well, if I become a teacher or a practice leader, how will I convince people of the relevance of Qigong and Tai Chi, that article, that's it. That is like a big golden key that unlocks the door. Because when people say, where's the evidence, you can just hand them that paper. Then the other thing that's going to happen this year that's just really inspiring and exciting is that the official Chinese medical text on medical qigong used in the universities in China is being translated into English. And I was honored to be the person who did the translation, not from Chinese, but from Chinese that was translated into English by Chinese-speaking medical experts. Mm-hmm. I was invited to be the English-speaking expert who would take that English that's not yet polished and polish it for the English-speaking reader. And because of my background in Chinese medicine and because of my background in Qigong of Tai Chi and Qigong and Tai Chi, I was invited to do that translation, and wow, what an honor. I'm still, it's been an exhausting process, so I was going to say I've still got goosebumps, but my goosebumps go down fairly quickly when I think of how many hours that I've put into this, but it was worth it. It's a beautiful project. It's being sponsored by the University of Maryland, which is very, very involved in the integrative medicine field. And the lead editor is Kevin Chen. I don't know if you've seen the work of Kevin Chen, but if you jot down that name, Kevin Chen, just go Kevin Chen and then go, you know, Qigong, and you'll get quite a bit on the internet. This book is going to be published probably in March. I just turned in my last edits for the clinical chapters, which review the utilization of Qigong in a medical context as it is taught in China. And so this is so exciting. We've been waiting for a number of years to develop our medical Qigong program, or what we're calling clinical energetics. This will be the textbook or among the textbooks for the clinical energetics training. Clinical energetics will probably end up being like a 600-hour type training, so, you know, it's a pretty big deal. But the 200 hours from the teacher training will actually contribute at least in part to that. So the last thing to say about this book is that we are arranging to have this book available to you. I think we're actually going to be able to get a discount. It looks like the retail price is going to be about $100. It's a big book, big hardback book. I think we've got it down to, you know, probably about 10% off. So pay attention to the emails that you receive from us, because the release of this book is going to be a historic event, and you may, if you're interested in medical applications of Qigong and Tai Chi, you know, you may want to own this book, and we'll probably do some teleconferences about it, and we may even try to do some portion of the medical Qigong training track as webinars, because once a person has trained up 200 hours, in live trainings, you know, you've got enough background to be able to learn a lot of this in a remote sort of training context. So in terms of other things that are going to happen this year, who knows? It's going to be our surprise. We're definitely doing more training this year and have more, there's more momentum in the field this year than ever before. So it's a really, really exciting time. So Rhonda, back to you to kind of open things up for the Q&A. One more thing before you can get ready to push the buttons on this. There is a document on the web. If you go to, Rhonda will have you to describe. There's a comparison document that compares the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader 25 hours to the 200-hour Qigong and Tai Chi teacher training. And as Rhonda is opening up the lines for your questions, we'll have her tell us about that. Let me just announce that the registration for level one in May is open, and we're in a really, really early discount registration period. Once the discount period is over, we have a really very, very useful and supportive payment plan that will be available to you. So you let us know how we can support you in, we'll answer your questions today, but whatever else you need to be able to take this step in your profession. Okay, Rhonda, go ahead.
Did you wish for me to tell where that comparison document is, or wait till the end of the call, Roger?
No, go ahead. Let's have people have access to that comparison document right away.
Okay, if you go to iiqtc.org and click on the left nav bar, there's a button called Training and Certification. If you click on, we should probably give it its own navigation here. If you go to something called Curriculum Synopsis, you'll see the whole 200-hour training. At the bottom, you can click, there's a thing that says See Comparison. Click on See Comparison, and it lays it out side by side, training hours, what you're certified for after completion, the number of forms you learn, how much anatomy and physiology and kinesiology you're going to learn, teaching methodologies, and on and on. So it's a good way for you to lay it out side by side. You know, there is a big difference in training, and so, but it, this gives you a good visual on that.
So, Rhonda, just to be sure, would you repeat that again? Just say.
Oh, certainly.
Click here, click here, click here.
Go to iiqtc.org, or go to iiqtc.org. On the left navigation bar, there's one button called Training and Certification. It's the third one down. Click on that. Then it opens up a page. Then a couple of lines down, there's something called Curriculum Synopsis, which is a whole synopsis of the 200-hour training. At the bottom of that page is something called See a Comparison. And click on that, and it takes you to a comparison of the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader and the Integral Qigong and Tai Chi Teacher Training Programs.
Okay, so now are we set up so that people can ask the questions?
We are unmuted, and I muted somebody else because there was a little bit of ambient noise, but I'll unmute him now. And I don't know, I was picking up a little extra, so let me do that, and then we'll be ready for our first person to go ahead and ask a question.
I have a question.
Please, say who you are and where you are.
This is Catalina from Chicago, and
hi,
my
Caroline.
Question is, hi, I love your book, and you're such an inspiration to me, but my question is, if you become either a practice leader or a teacher, what sort of support is there in terms of, you know, doing this work as a business? So to speak.
Yes, very good.
That's my biggest fear.
sure. Well, there's a couple of things to say about this. One, is that let's just very briefly talk about, you know, biggest fears. And when we practice Qigong and Tai Chi, it's a natural healing process. And so there is a very strong potential for you to, just by simply doing these practices and then learning how to articulate them to others, get to the point where we feel comfortable, in fact, teaching others. And some people are already teaching and they can't wait to get at it. Other people are a little shy about it and feel like there's a lot to learn. By the time you get done with either one of these trainings, you will be inspired to take what you've learned and use it. Now, the question of business, this is a big deal because we're going to teach you to be a teacher or a practice leader. But the opportunities that will arise in your community are going to be different person to person, and the kinds of opportunities that come to you as a being, as a soul, as a person who owns a destiny, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So it's interesting that what we see on a regular basis is that people have opportunities that come to them that are so unique that you couldn't have really prepared for it in a class. Now, I'm going to tell you about how we prepare you in the class in a moment, but I want you to know that the most important thing, you know, I mean, we want to get into the spirit of the Qi right this minute, right on this call, right now, and think about how do things happen and what arises. You know, the Taoists and the Buddhists are talking all the time about the nature of arising. What is it that actually shows up in your life? Well, the first thing that is going to show up in your life is an interest in Qigong and Tai Chi. The second thing that's going to show up in your life is an enthusiasm about learning the practice. The third thing that's going to show up in your life is a fascination with the idea of sharing with others. The fourth thing that's going to show up in your life is an opportunity to get trained, well trained. And then the fifth thing that's going to show up in your life is you, well trained, back in your community, living out your destiny. So there's something very positive about getting involved, learning, practicing. Like people sometimes say, but I'm not sure what to say. Well, I promise you, by the time we get done with these trainings, you'll have more to say than you could possibly imagine. So then the question is, can I relax myself? Well, guess what Qigong is for? Relaxing yourself. So the point is that by the time you get to the place where you're offering the learning, the knowledge base, and the practices to others, you're going to be so oriented to how to relax yourself using the very practice that you're going to be sharing with others, that when those words start to come out of your mouth, you'll just be amazed. I'll give you an example. One of our teachers was a little shy, couldn't get going. Finally, one of his friends or a couple of his friends said, look, just do something. You know, we want to do this with you. And so he said, okay, I'll do it. And then, you know, they got together a few people. And he went on in emails for months after that about, you know, don't wait to do your first class. It's too much fun. You know, when you get into the Qigong state, you'll remember everything that's necessary for you to remember, you know, like all of that. Okay, next, business. The graduates of the teacher training have access to an exclusive password-protected section on the IIQTC site, which actually is an entire business curriculum. So it's all the stuff about we've got PowerPoint programs in there, we've got sample brochures in there. We have, you know, how to set your fees. Now, while you're in the training, both the Tai Chi Easy training and the teacher training, the practice leader training and the teacher training, in both cases, we have conversations about setting your fees and how to start a business and so forth. It's not a huge portion of the curriculum because it's the Tai Chi and Qigong training, not a business training. Now, if you go onto YouTube, or if you go to iTunes, and you put in sales, because in the final analysis, creating a business is really about pricing and selling. And there are lots of really great programs on iTunes about selling, and there's lots of really great stuff on YouTube about pricing and selling. So even while you're waiting for the dates for the Tai Chi and Qigong trainings to occur, you can start warming yourself up. But believe me, in the final analysis, the most important thing about business is to get well trained, you are oriented to what you're teaching, so that when you do sample classes, people will say, wow, we got to buy that. So I hope that that was articulated fairly well and that it was somewhat useful. Do you have any other questions about that?
No, that was good. I do have one other quick question.
Go ahead.
You have the difference between the Tai Chi Easy and the 200-hour program? I know it's mostly a matter of hours and depth, but how do you think is a good way to know if, say, that you're ready for the full level, the 200 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you discern? I'm new to this, but I'm very familiar with energy medicine and its other forms, but the Qigong is so inspired by the book that I took up the practice, and I have your DVD.
Sure.
And,
well,
but
here's the shortest
how do
answer.
I, you know what I mean? How do I jump? How do I know if I go for the Tai Chi Easy or the full Monty, so to speak?
I think that the most important thing is really a question of how much do you think you want to go for eventually? Because the Tai Chi Easy program is actually included as a subset of the teacher program. So if you go through this 200-hour teacher program, you basically at the far end, actually after level 2, have learned everything that's in the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader program. And so there's really no reason for a person who's going to do the 200 hours to need to do the 25 hours except for these two. First one is, I don't have the time to do 200 hours, but I want to get out there and be sharing. Well, Tai Chi Easy. Jump into that 25 hours and be back in your community doing it. Now, there's one other reason why a person might want to do the Tai Chi Easy training, and that is that they've graduated from the 200 hours and they want that succinct package. And there have been many people who've done the 25-hour program and gone on to the 200 hours, and they always say, that was good, you know, that I took that 25-hour program because it kind of got me started. There have been another number of people who have done the 200 hours and felt like when it was over, you know, I really want to go back and get that Tai Chi Easy thing even more clearly because I think that's the thing that I can sell or promote or share the most easily in my community. So for those of you who are inclined to think, you know, this is something that I'm going to take seriously as a profession, I want to be able to call myself a teacher, I want to be able to qualify for that level of membership in the National Qigong Association, so I'm going to do this 200-hour training. But many of you, nurses, teachers, social workers, you know, you've already got a profession. And in your case, you may want to add a tool set to your tools as a social worker or as a psychotherapist or as a yoga teacher or a fitness trainer or a nurse or a teacher or a bunch of other kinds of professions that I'm not mentioning yet. So I think another discriminating feature is if you're looking at the idea of actually having Qigong and Tai Chi be your profession, then you want to be you want to do the teacher thing. But if you're in a profession where you're already a professional and your goal is to just weave Tai Chi and Qigong in, then you may find that the practice leader training will be sufficient. So let's jump to other questions. Anybody else out there?
I have a question. This is Lori Grove in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. And thank you, thank you very much for providing this wonderful conference call. Really appreciate this a whole lot. My two very simple little questions are, one, in other words, just to make sure if I wanted to attend I'm already an RN and in a good profession, strong profession, and I am really interested in adding this as like the way you were describing as kind of as another tool into my current practice. So I'm thinking right now at least for to attend the Tai Chi Easy practice leader trainings. So my question about that is it okay I guess this practice leader training is really good for someone who really feels like me, I really need to start at the very basics, kind of like a brand new, into Tai Chi. So that would be good for me,
Let me answer this question, and then if you have another one, we'll get to it. It really depends on where you want to go. Because the 200-hour training also starts at the base. So both of these are going to start at the baseline. Now, for the 25-hour one, if your goal is, I want to add another tool to my work in the profession that I'm already in, then 25 hours is, that's a hefty amount of continuing education for you as a nurse. But more than that, maybe more than you need, except for one thing. If you are inclined to want to be a leader in the field, so someone with a 25-hour training is not going to be in the range of declaring themselves as a thought leader in the field.
Right.
Whereas if you visualize, and we've got a lot of nurses who've graduated from this program, and we're just now getting approval from the American Holistic Nurses Association to do training for nurses, but we're limiting the individuals who go on to become trainers to be people who have thorough training in the 200-hour context. So it really goes to your goal. If your goal is to kind of get going and have something to bring back to your community and, add to what you do and start to leverage yourself into the business of mind-body medicine or energy medicine or wellness or whatever, however you like to say it in your region, then 25 hours is going to get you there. If you feel like you want to become a trainer, a leader in the field, a thought leader, then, eventually you're going to have to do the 200 hours. Now, I've got a solution just in case this fits either for you or anybody else out there. This is one of the reasons why we're doing our Tai Chi Easy training here in Santa Barbara that's coming up. Go to taichieasy.org and then jump to that training. I think it's in March. If you took the Tai Chi Easy training in March, and then at the end of it, you were just absolutely clear, okay, I figured it out now. 25 hours is not enough. I really want to get going on this 200-hour training. The level one for 200 hours is in May. And so you could actually go straight through and do it. So now your second question?
Was simply just that I live in Pennsylvania, as I mentioned, and I'm wondering I was looking at the calendar of trainings and workshops that are posted currently for 2010, and I think I'm only seeing two that are listed on the East Coast, I think, unless I missed something, but there are two things in June and then in July. Well, actually, they kind of go together, June 27th to July 2nd is the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader Training in Rhinebeck, New York. And then July 2 through 4th is a public workshop on Qigong. And I'm just wondering, might there in the future, do you think, ever be the possibility of any of the 200-hour courses on the East Coast someplace?
Yeah, the answer to that, unfortunately, is no, and here's why. We try to have level one in the middle of the United States so that people who want to get started can come easily from the East and the West Coast. So we typically do level one either in Texas. We've done level one in Colorado. We did level one in Chicago at one point. So we're really committed to making this kind of an equitable starting place. And the easiest way to have an equitable starting place is to start in the middle of the country. Now, the other thing that I would say about this is that for anybody out there who's making decisions about professional advancement, I would really caution you against waiting until something comes to your hometown or your region. Most of the cutting-edge type of energy medicine, holistic medicine, mind-body medicine, et cetera, is going to be happening in a national context. Now, as we go forward a couple of years, you may find that this will change up. But for the short term, you know, next two to five years, I would say don't make your decision based on location. Make your decision based on what you want to grow yourself into. The amount of cost differential for you to buy an airplane ticket that goes, you know, a little further is going to be over the life of a 200-hour training. It's probably going to translate to somewhere around $500 or $600. So in other words, you could, by waiting 5 years, get something to happen closer to home, but you would have made many, many times $500 by then.
Sure.
And so if the impulse is alive within you, really look very closely at how to arrange this so it meets not your regional challenges or your regional insights. Let it be a conversation that happens with your larger intelligence about what you want in your profession going forward.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Roger,
yeah,
we're a couple minutes till 7. Have we got time for more calls? Questions, rather?
Sure. I would be willing to continue even past a little bit. We want to be sure to answer as many questions as possible. So let's just keep going. Who else is there?
I have one more question. This is Catalina again.
Go ahead.
How does your program, either the Tai Chi Easy or the Qigong, I mean, I see Tai Chi classes offered, you know, at my community college, at different little, you know, libraries, you know, things of that nature. Is there, I know there's hundreds of different forms of Tai Chi, so, I mean, like, how do you...
Yeah, good.
You know, make a decision.
I know what to say here. First of all, if the goal is to learn to practice Tai Chi or Qigong, then the answer is you can do that at the YMCA. And we do programs at the Omega Institute, at Kripalu Institute, Omega in New York, Kripalu in Massachusetts, Esalen Institute in California, and we often do programs throughout the United States depending on who invites us. And in those cases, those are what we call public workshops. And, for instance, if you wanted to do a public workshop in Tai Chi Easy, you could go to the National Wellness Institute at the University of Wisconsin in July, and we're going to do a two-hour Tai Chi Easy public workshop, and it'll be fantastic. So the first thing to be clear about is, are you interested in studying to become a provider of learning to others, or are you more interested in learning to practice for yourself? Now, if the answer is practice for yourself, you know, you've got the insight that I could offer. One more thing that I would say, you mentioned the many, many different kinds of Tai Chi. Please believe me, it doesn't matter. What matters the most is, are you practicing something on a regular basis? So if you learn Yang style, Wu style, Sun style, Chen style, or any other style, doesn't matter. What matters is, are you paying attention? And when you practice, are you entering into the Qigong state? So don't get too caught up, and you can go to YouTube and watch everything. You can see Chen style, Yang style, Sun style, Wu style, and then you can decide, oh, well, I want to find a Wu style teacher. But watch out, because you may find out that the Wu style teacher is 50 miles away, where the Yang style teacher is, you know, at the corner. But you might also find that the Wu style teacher is kinder and more fun than the person who's at the corner. And so in the final analysis, if you want to learn to practice Qigong and Tai Chi, you need to go to different classes and find people that you like to study with. So that's the end of that portion of the answer. If your goal is to be a practice leader or a teacher, then you have to ask the question, where can I get the most comprehensive and most credible training and the most integrative training? That's why we call the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi. We do not teach specific forms, families, or lineages. We teach Qigong and Tai Chi based on principles. What that means is that you, as a future teacher or a future practice leader, will be learning. We use forms through which to learn, but in the final analysis, you will be educated in an integrated sort of way, so that you understand the relationship between Chen and Wu and Sun and Yang, and whether those differences actually mean anything. My personal bias is that those family styles have very little meaning in terms of which one's better or which one's worse. That's the lowest question on the totem pole. The highest question on the totem pole is, are you well educated? Do you understand the principles? Can you address the history of Qigong and Tai Chi as a teacher, the history, the physiology, the state of the profession? That is the discriminating credibility of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, is that we are absolutely committed to being the highest standard in the United States, and maybe in the world. So I hope that clears that up. Any other questions out there? Well, just let me comment while anybody else is thinking up their questions. The information on these two trainings, the differences, hopefully you've seen that page or you're going to get to that page later. The dates are all on the calendars. And you can communicate with us here anytime by responding to the emails that we send to you. And people have all kinds of questions about the lodging and the meals. Like, let me just answer the question about the meals. The meals are holistically minded. They are not just vegetarian, but we provide vegetarian options. For people who have food sensitivities, we can work with that. In terms of the lodging, we have everything from you have a room all by yourself and pay more, or you have a room that you share with others and pay less. In certain cases, we have lodging options that are very, very inexpensive, where you're in even more shared, where there's more sharing going on. Read the websites very carefully, because we do these events at different venues, and the different venues have different odd and unusual features to the lodging. Like, for instance, you can have a single room at level one for the 200-hour training, but you will, in most cases, share a bathroom, though there are a couple of single rooms at the level one venue where you literally have your own bathroom, but then it's, of course it's a little more expensive. We provide, for the level one, we provide a shuttle. If you go to the Austin airport, Austin, Texas airport, and you get there at the right time. So be very, very careful about timing. Read all the information really carefully about, you know, everything. We provide pretty much the answer to every question on the web. So your questions need to be pretty sophisticated if you want to send an email or make a phone call. But please feel free to do so because we're here to serve you. Now, are there any more questions out there, or shall we wrap it up?
Just one last question, if I may. Where did you say we could find the article? I forget what you called it, that you said was the gold key article that really gave us the evidence of the benefits that we could just hand to somebody.
Yes, that's IIQTC.org, left-hand navigation bar, research, top two items. First item is the article. Second item is the research table. And then be sure to read through the other stuff on that page. And down towards the bottom, there's an article called Breakthrough, 21st Century Breakthrough. That's the one on the anti-aging gene rehabilitating influences of Qigong and Tai Chi and other mind-body practices. Amazing, amazing information in that article.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Yanka? Mm-hmm.
Would you take one last question?
Or more. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I am very interested in pursuing in 1 year the 200-hour training. I've been in contact with you, all of the websites. And in this economic downturn, I'm really in need of seeing if there's some ways of either doing barters or some kind of support, maybe some kind of scholarships. And I'm wondering if those are available.
Yeah, there's two answers to this question. First of all, we keep the pricing all as low as possible. And, beyond those lows, for instance, right now there is a super low price available for level one and level two. I think you can start to register for level two. And these prices are like, the bottom.
Uh-huh, with payment plan.
The second thing is that after the super low discount registration period is over, you can register for a payment plan.
Excellent.
And those are very carefully calculated to support you as much as possible. And so read the websites on that. Now,
I will.
You said something about scholarship, and I want to, just so that everybody knows this, everybody who's listening, we have an association with an organization called the Healer Within Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The Healer Within Foundation has the capacity to grant scholarships, but here's the limit on that, is that those scholarships are really reserved for, and the contributors who made the donations to the Healer Within Foundation to fund those scholarships have the specific purpose of bringing Qigong and Tai Chi to communities that are underserved. So in other words, that's environments where we're communicating directly, typically with a nonprofit or some kind of a social service agency in that region. We did give a partial scholarship to some people in the military recently, but it has to be, the proposal has to be very clear that the person who receives that scholarship, and in some cases it's not that much, in other words, it's like more work than you'd want to actually put out, except that, people who live in those kinds of contexts, that's their only option.
Yeah.
So,
I will read the website for that information.
Yeah. So if it's kind of a distressed situation where my goal is to redesign myself in a new career, it's probably going to be better either early registration discount or regular registration payment plan,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty cool way to do it. And we've got a number of people who are on the payment plans, and they're all very, very happy with it. So investigate all those options. And if for some reason the payment plan or the early registration doesn't work for you, because, you know, you can give yourself a payment plan by using your credit card. I'm on a few of those payment plans myself.
Absolutely.
So read the details. Sure.
I will.
Okay, now where's the guys? Don't we have some guys out there with questions?
I know they're out there because I'm seeing the names, Roger.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's a little bit different from the questions previous. If you had to select one item of information to impart on how to best utilize the techniques for MS, what would that piece of information be?
Sure.
If you can answer that. If you can't, it's understandable.
Absolutely.
It's all right.
I answer it all the time, and I'll answer it, you know, a little differently because you never say the same thing twice. And anybody else out there with other questions about the trainings, please, you know, hang on. And I'm happy to do this. I'm glad you asked. So every disease or syndrome or pain or discomfort, so now we're not talking just about MS, so everybody listen up. Every syndrome or disease that the human body manifests is happening from one particular perspective for one reason, and that is that physiologically the human system is programmed to improve itself. Now, there's a number of different kinds of disorders or syndromes where the body's capacity to either eliminate or nourish itself, so nourishing is good stuff in, eliminate is bad stuff out, where those functions may be compromised. When those functions are compromised, and this is classic Western physiology at the same time as being classic Chinese medicine or any kind of holistic medicine, that when those functions of either getting the good stuff in or the bad stuff out are compromised for whatever reason, injury, trauma, stress, infection, you know, extreme hot, extreme cold, extreme alcohol, extreme partying, extreme working, all the reasons why dysfunction can happen, that when the natural function for nourishing or eliminating is compromised, then you're going to start to get symptoms. Now, with multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease or other neurological challenges, it's very likely that the individual who has that problem had early evidence of the fact that their system wasn't working efficiently. They probably went to the doctor. Doctors don't think like we're talking right now, so they couldn't respond to you and say, well, wait a minute, you know, we don't know what your disorder is. We have to do all these studies. And, you know, and sometimes it takes years to find out that you have multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease, or sometimes it can be figured out very quickly. But in most cases, the individual who has the problem would tell you, you know, long before I went to the doctor to get this diagnosis that either came quickly or slowly, I was aware of something going on in my system. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know who to talk to about it, et cetera. Okay, so no matter whether it's just because of what I just said, dysfunction in the area of elimination or nourishing, it can, these disorders, because of our constitution, because of our genetic makeup, our constitution, and our personal history, these different disorders develop in different ways in different people. So let's go now to multiple sclerosis. That's a case where the nourishing and elimination function was compromised and then complexified over time. And it's complexified by everything from foods we eat, drugs we take, people we know, events we've experienced, et cetera. But in the final analysis, it ends up being multiple sclerosis or a syndrome like multiple sclerosis. So then the question
is, right on target so far, doctor.
Okay, good. So then the solution, which is what you asked for, but I wanted to put the solution into a context because there are people with cancer out there maybe, or headaches out there, or chronic fatigue out there, or fibromyalgia, or any other disorder. So I just wanted to be sure that everybody's listening. This is not just a multiple sclerosis answer.
Understood.
Now, the same paradigm for answering the question is, what can we do to maximize function? No matter what the disorder is, the goal in natural healing is going to be, how can we maximize natural function, or how can we remove barriers or obstructions to maximal function? And the answer is, every kind of qigong, every kind of tai chi does it. So this is good news, because if you happen to be living somewhere where you've got a lot of access to qigong and tai chi, you can go out and cherry pick. If you don't happen to be someplace where there's a lot of tai chi and qigong, you're probably someplace where there's a little qigong and tai chi. So my recommendation is that you go to books, DVDs, YouTube, classes at the YMCA, classes at the university, classes at the church. Just go anywhere and start learning qigong and tai chi. And everywhere you go, notice that there's some things that are happening differently and some things that are happening similarly. I'll tell you what's happening similarly. Every one of those classes is going to be about body, breath, and mind. So if you go a long distance in your car to the class, it's going to be about body, breath, and mind. If you walk down to the corner, it's going to be about body, breath, and mind. That's what you want to be watching. You want to maximize your awareness of and your ability to cultivate body, breath, and mind. That's the three intentful corrections, or the three mindful adjustments, however we want to say those. If it's yoga, it's body, breath, and mind. If it's tai chi, it's body, breath, and mind. And if it's qigong, it's body, breath, and mind. And so no matter who you study with or where you go, it's going to be body, breath, and mind. So then the question becomes, well, okay, then which of all these options is better for me? Now listen very carefully, because this is not going to be what you thought. And so I want everybody to hear this. It's, who is the teacher? Who is the teacher? Because if you end up with a teacher who's just stressing you out, that's not going to help. So every body, breath, and mind class that you go to and you say, gee, that person stressed me out, well, you just learned where not to go. And continue to cultivate. It's kind of like you're going down a row and you're cultivating a beautiful harvest. And the way to get to that harvest is to constantly cultivate, give it water, give it information, give it practice, and one of these days you'll find some teacher that you like really well. Or, in the absence of that, you become a teacher. Because the easiest way to learn something is to set yourself up to learn how to articulate it and demonstrate it to others. This is what we call teach what you need to learn. So one of the most powerful ways to find the right teacher is to actually set yourself up to become a teacher, because that way you're going to learn, say, well, I don't like that, don't like that, don't like that. Well, I like that, keep it. Now, in terms of how to express this, I don't like that and don't like that and don't like that, but I do like this, so I'll keep that. So you're, as a person who's learning how to teach, you're also your own student if you do this with, sincerity and enthusiasm. Sincerity and enthusiasm are powerful, powerful qigong words. So go forward, whether you're going to learn or whether you're going to learn to teach, learn to practice or learn to teach, go forward as an intellectual, as an intelligent and creative person, and constantly be mining. And when you go mining, you don't keep the dust, you don't keep the sand, you don't keep the clay, you don't keep the rock, you just keep the gold. So you just keep mining for gold, constantly mining for gold. Imagine yourself as a pioneer trying to, you know, get a bag full of gold. You're going to have a mountain of dirt and a little tiny bag full of gold. And the only way to get that gold is to go through all that dirt. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. And my profound thanks, Doctor. Dave from Pennsylvania, by the way, also.
Thank you, Dave. Look forward to meeting you. Other questions out there? Okay, well, for the guys, let me tell you this. Usually at these trainings, it's about 60 to 75% women and, you know, 30% guys. So need I say more in terms of, you know, I hope that didn't sound like a foolish thing to say. I think you understand what I mean. It's all said.
Bless your dear heart.
All right, my friends. Perhaps we should wrap it up. If there's
Roger, could I interject a couple of things? I got a question from Phyllis Perun on Facebook. I will answer that after I get off the call. Thanks, Phyllis. And I got it on Facebook.
That's cool.
Amazingly enough. And then also, I had a thought for Catalina?
Catalina, yes.
Yeah, about the business aspect of being an IIQTC certified teacher, integral Qigong and Tai Chi teacher. There's a lot of support that you get, a peer support through the Yahoo Group's Chi family. So there's a lot that happens there too.
And also the reunions.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those are just if you go through the 200-hour deal, correct?
That's correct.
That is correct. That is correct. And let me say that it is one of our highest priorities going forward to do a little more or even a lot more for the Tai Chi Easy folks. But the amount of staff that we have, and given the fact that the people who study for 200 hours and honestly pay for 200 hours, we really have put the bulk of our development time into that. There will be a time in the future when I think that the Tai Chi Easy practice leader follow-up will be a little stronger. But for now, just to be really good and frank and honest about it, that is the way it falls. So I think, Rhonda, let's have you wrap us up, and we'll look forward to meeting you all soon.
Right. Thank you all very much for taking time out of your evening tonight. I will be closing the recording, and then probably within the next couple of days, I'll have this posted on the Feel the Chi podcast page so you can share it with your friends or re-listen to something. Sometimes it's hard to pick up everything. I'm that way. I like to review what gets said. So that'll happen in the next couple of days, and I appreciate all of your time and joining us this evening. And Roger, thanks for your time, and I know thanks for Jennifer Carroll, his administrator, for helping to set all this event up. We appreciate that.
Righto. Thank you, Rhonda, for all of your great service, and wishing you all a happy evening and a happy winter and spring, and hopefully we get to meet sometime soon.
Thank you.
God bless all of you.
Same to you.
Bye-bye now.
Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.